Tantor Audio presents The Devil Wears Kilts by Suzanne Enoch. Narrated by Anne Plosnick. Prologue.
Why would you do that, Bert? Rowena McClory looked at the scattering of white and red rose petals all over the morning room floor.
Her brother Monroe looked up from running a cloth along the edge of his two-handed greatsword.
How else was I to show how sharp the blade is, Winnie?
But she took the tops off all the roses.
Rowena shook the vase with its bare stems at her brother.
Wouldn't one have done ye?
Nay, not nearly as impressive, and they came up with one cut.
They were my birthday flowers, bear ye stupid lunk, from Uncle Miles.
She glared from him to her oldest brother, who was reading a newspaper and pretending not to notice any of the chaos going on in front of him.
Ranulph, do something!
The flowers are gone, lass,
Ranulph McClory, the Marquis of Glengask, commented, glancing up from the paper.
Should I have Monroe glue the petals back on?
You can stop him from swinging a sword in the morning room. All the way from London they were, she said, sighing.
Who wants posies for a birthday, anyway?
The third male in the room, Lachlan McTeer, Viscount Grey, asked, taking the claymore from Monroe and experimentally slashing it through the air.
Now this is a gift. Did Roderick forge it for ye, Baird?
Aye, Monroe answered. Cost me a keg and four bottles. I'd pay twice that.
If you're trying to say ye bought me a claymore for my birthday, Lach, Rowena broke in, clearly displeased at being ignored in favour of a broadsword, ye can turn around and take it right back home.
Lachlan eyed her, light green eyes narrowing.